The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome as well to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say on this edition of the podcast, as we look ahead to Saturday's racing, bit of Cheltenham chat as well, I'm joined by Kevin O'Malley. Kevin, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, I'm not too bad at all, Bobby. It's obviously a very exciting time. I've got some decent racing this weekend, but obviously we're all looking forward to the action at Cheltenham next week. So, yeah, really exciting time of year, isn't it?
It certainly is indeed. Four fantastic days of jumps racing at Cheltenham. You know, all the racing fans are excited. I know you are as well.
Yeah, very much so. Very, very much so. I'm going to be up there all 4 days this year. Usually I go up for my usual kind of routine for Cheltenham is I go for the first 2 days, and then Thursday I'll go back to the office and have kind of a reset and work-wise. And then Friday, traditionally, I go to the pub and watch the Gold Cup with my old man.
Sounds like a plan.
But this year I'm going to be up there all 4 days working. So, yeah, it's going to be good fun. Can't wait.
And what stars are you particularly looking forward to seeing at Cheltenham this year?
There's too many to name. I mean, in terms of like horses, banker material kind of horses that I'm looking at, I just think Paisley Park is an absolute certainty in the stairs hurdle. You know, he blew the field apart in the Cleve hurdle, didn't he? He looks the rising force in the staying hurdle division. He'll win that. Battle Over Dying as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing him tested in open championship company, you know, in the Ballymore Novices, grade one. He was so impressive in his bumper race, and then he was again impressive in his maiden. And then he went straight from a maiden into grade one company at Naas, and he absolutely bolted up. And it's not very often that horses can make that transition from a maiden hurdle into grade one company. I know that Champ is there and City Island and Brewing Up a Storm and all them, but I just think Battle Over Dying could be quite a special horse. One or two favourites as well, you know, that I think are well worth taking a view against at this stage. I mean, Tiger Roll, you know, we know how brilliant he is around Cheltenham and at this time of year. And we know that he's in good nick, having won a grade two hurdle at 25-1 last time out. But he's even money, you know, even money. He's around about the even money mark for that Glenfarclas chase. And, you know, I just think it's worth taking a pop against him. I was speaking to Harry Cobden the other day. We recorded a podcast together and he's having his first ride in the race. And he's really, really keen on the chances of Ultra Gold.
Okay.
For Colin Tizard. Ultra Gold went down to Cheltenham and schooled over a few of the fences the other day. Really, really enjoyed himself. We know he's an excellent jumper of a fence. We've seen him around the entry fences quite a few times, Ultra Gold. And yeah, I'm really excited to see how he gets on in that race. So yeah, as well as there being, you know, some short price horses that I'm really looking forward to seeing perform, I'm also looking forward to taking on as many short price favourites as I can. You know, even the likes of Sir Eric in the Triumph, you know, he's a really classy individual. Absolutely love him, but you know, at around the even money mark in a race like the Triumph Hurdle, I want to try and get him beat if I can. So, you know, I've got lots of anti-post positions in terms of, you know, big prices for the handicaps and stuff like that. My nap at the festival has been Verdana Blue for the Champion Hurdle since she was 66-1 for the race. The trouble is, I just don't think she'll run now. If this rain comes on Sunday and Monday, she won't run. If she does run and the rain kind of stays away and it's genuine good to soft ground, I still give her a massive chance, and Davy Russell has been booked for the ride. So yeah, she'd have a massive each way chance if she got there. But yeah, just really looking forward to the week now. Can't wait to get on with it.
Just in regards to Sir Eric there for the Triumph, it was broken this week from Joseph O'Brien's yard. Has he got a bruised foot? Is that correct? Is that a bit of a concern at this time for Sir Eric? Or have you got every confidence he'll
turn up? I mean, he had from 2 days ago when the news broke until Friday, so 8 or 9 days to recover. Generally speaking, a general stone bruise, a horse will recover within, you know, 48, 72 hours max, provided that it wasn't a serious clash and that there's no infection or anything else in there. You know, he should be absolutely fine. So, really looking forward to seeing how he goes. And he's obviously an entire as well. So, obviously JP McManus will try and turn him into a jumping champion, but it's perfectly feasible given that he has already group class form on the flat. If he went and won the Triumph, mm-hmm. he could conceivably just go straight to stud, you know, and that would be really interesting for a horse like Sir Eric. I don't think that'll happen, but in either case, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how he gets on and seeing if I can take him on. Obviously the Gold Cup, the Champion Hurdle, Altior and the Champion Chase. I mean, there's too much to mention.
Yeah.
As usual, it'll go by in a hurricane of madness, won't it?
Yeah, it certainly will. Can I chuck one in actually for the Champion Chase?
Yeah.
It's a big price. I think Lady Buttons.
Is she going to go for it?
Yeah. I spoke to Phil Kirby on Saturday at Doncaster, and he said to me that she's in, you know, she's great at home, and she's definitely going for the Champion Chase, and I think she's a cracking each way bet. Do I think she's going to beat Altior? No, I'd be very silly to say that, but at a price, do I think she can run into a place and outrun her odds? Yes, I believe so.
33-1 at the time of recording with William Hill. So yeah, I mean, why not? It's Cheltenham. Do not be afraid to back price horses at big prices at a festival.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say. And she's an admirable, talented mare, isn't she?
Certainly is. Gives it her all, and I think, you know, as I say, I think she can run into a place at 33-1. Could be worth a small each way bet. It is the final Saturday before the Cheltenham Festival as well, and Kevin has very kindly looked through the cards tomorrow. He's picked out two selections, and the first selection you've chosen for us, Kev, is for the Grade 3 Imperial Cup at Sandown.
It is indeed. Always a race that I've always tried to find the winner of. There was a horse called Victram that won it many years ago. I think it was around 2005 or 6 or something like that Victram won it, and I backed him. And since then, I've just had a little bit of an obsession with trying to find the winner of the race. I haven't had much success, if I'm being perfectly honest.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. There is actually a horse in this race that's quite similar to Victram and his style of running, and that's Benny's Bridge. I'm not tipping him for the race, but he's the one that I'm probably most worried about for Fergal O'Brien, because he's going to sit out the back, he's going to travel, jump, and you know, he'll find himself on the scene late in the day. You've also got the likes of Monsieur Lecoq, who comes here on a three-timer. I've had a little bit of a whisper for Extra Mag for David Pipe. Obviously, the Pipes have a long history with this race, and Extra Mag is unexposed. He's an interesting one. At bigger prices, the likes of Solomon Gray, he was second in the Lanzarote hurdle. He's got to have a decent each-way chance. And right down the bottom, at a price of around 25, 33-1, so quite a big price, Totter Down as well. He finished fourth here last time out, clocked a good speed figure, and he's got a really low weight. But the top weight, Call Me Lord,
okay,
is just a horse I absolutely love. He's got a mark of 160 here, so obviously life is going to be quite difficult, because he's got a wealth of horses underneath him to beat, who's going to be given a lot of weight away to. But his form figures at the track read 1-1-2-1, so
yep.
He absolutely loves Sandown. He made his seasonal reappearance in the Long Walk hurdle at Ascot, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
He went off at 7-2 favourite in that race that was won by Paisley Park. He was hampered about multiple times,
yep.
Impeded, and just wasn't given a hard time at all by Daryl Jacob. And he's just miles better than he was able to show there in that 3-mile contest. I think he's certainly got the class and the speed to operate over a very stiff 2 miles on soft ground. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see how he gets on in this race. He's still entered in the Coral Cup,
yep.
And in the County Hurdle. I've backed him for the Coral Cup actually at 40-1. Whether or not he'll actually go for that, it remains to be seen. But I think he's got a massive chance in this Imperial Cup tomorrow. He's got class, he's going to jump, he's going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
He was very unlucky the last day. His mark is a little bit stiff, but he is the class act in the field. I'm not sure what kind of a price we have about.
Currently 15-2 at the time of recording.
That's a fair price. You know, I probably wouldn't go each way on him. I'd just have a nibble on the nose and suggest that he's got a very, very good chance of winning if he's fully tuned up for the race. So he would be just about my best bet for Saturday.
And your second selection is on the all-weather at Wolverhampton. It is the Lincoln Trail,
yeah.
On Saturday. That goes off at 2:05. More than likely, horses what we're running there may turn up on Town Moor at the end of the month for the Lincoln itself. But your selection is in the listed race, the 3:15.
Yeah, the 3:15 is the listed all-weather championships fast-track qualifier. It's over 7 furlongs. The market leader, Oh This Is Us, represents the smartest form figure in the field after recording an RPR of 117 at Lingfield last time out, which represents pretty classy form, you'd have to say. He's consistent as they come, a big threat to all. William Haggis trained mare, filly, I should say, Island of Life. She comes she comes here on a four-timer, I believe, and you know. But I just think she might be just found wanting for a little bit of class in this company. The horse I really like is called Documenting.
Yep.
He's trained by Kevin Frost. He looks a real 7 furlong specialist to me, and I was really impressed with his 7 length course and distance success here last time out. You know, he absolutely sauntered home. He was so impressive, and he recorded a searingly quick speed figure as well. Just the sort of speed figure you don't see very often around Wolverhampton, you know. In behind him, it was only 7 runners in that field, but there were solid 85 to 90 rated horses in that field, and he absolutely battered them. You know, so the fact that he's got that experience around Wolverhampton, over the 7 furlongs, the fact that he's got that class now, and he seems to be going the right way, he knows where the winning post is. There's dead 8 runners in this field, and I think, what price are we looking at? Have we got any prices up for that race yet? I'm guessing that he might be in around the 5-1, between 9-2 and 11-2, and at those kind of prices, I'd say he's a solid in each way bet as you're likely to find tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll just give you the prices at the time of recording. So, Oh This Is Us is the favourite at 9-4, Documenting 4-1, Island of Life at 11-2, Keystroke also at 11-2, Okanda at 8s, Card Sharp at 8s, Tens Bar.
Yeah, they've been playing around a bit with the trip for Keystroke. He won over 6 at Kempton in quite a slow time last time out. He steps back up to 7 furlongs here now. He was beating a nose around the course and distance a couple of years ago. He's a solid animal, but again, I just think Documenting could be the rising force in that field. And yeah, what he did to that field at Wolverhampton last time out was borderline disrespectful. You know, he was so good. So yeah, Documenting would be my next best bet of the day, Bobby.
Currently 4-1 with us here at William Hill. Kev, great to get here on the podcast. Thank you very much for your selections. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday afternoon, the final Saturday before the Cheltenham Festival. John Gibby, Darren Owen and Gareth Topham are your Racing Radio team, and they'll be bringing you the action from Sandown, Wolverhampton, Hereford, Ayr and Kempton, and it all gets underway at 1:10.
I think the question on everyone's lips is going to be, what about next week at Cheltenham from a trading perspective? So let's get the latest from you now on some of the horses that have been market movers, the ones they're coming for ahead of the big 4 days next week.
Yeah, I've just got a list of ones we've been laying in the past 48 hours since the six-day declarations. We've got the first 3 days now. We can have a good look at those, the more manageable field sizes. Running through them, I think Angel's Breath has been very popular in the opener. That could go off a short price against Al Dancer.
So that's to do with they were doubting for a little while there whether Angel's Breath was going to go for this or the Ballymore.
Yeah, yeah. And once you get the declarations, he's firmed things up. So the money's starting to roll on that one. And there's some doubts about Fakir Duderes. Could he run in the Triumph Hurdle now, or will he stick to this, depending on how his stablemate Sir Eric is? So with some uncertainty, we're seeing money for Angel's Breath there. In other races on the first day, the rain has arrived in time for a couple of Mick Shannon horses that they're liking the look of. We've got Glenn Forcer in the Arkle, some momentum behind that one in recent days, and his other horse, Mr. Whittaker. I think people like horses with previous Cheltenham form. This one last year, and momentum's building behind that one in the Ultima Handicap Chase. I think Mick Shannon's quite positive, so he could have a very good day there with two of his that were laying. Interestingly, we've seen money for Limony in the Mayor's Hurdle and not the Champion Hurdle. I don't know if we're going to see a switch there, but that...
Do you mean Larina or Limony?
I mean Larina. Right. Getting me confused with my Mayor's there. Larina in the Mayor's Hurdle, yeah. Could just see a late switch there. I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't happen. It would be disappointing, of course, not to see her in the Champion, but... There's bits and pieces there. National Hunt Chase, OK Corral's very popular, very strong. Moving on to day two, the Coral Cup. Canardier's been a mover there, 25s into 20s today. Barry Gerrit is probably going to get the ride on that one, so that's motivated a few people into backing that one. Another big price in the Ballymore, Brewing Up a Storm, Ollie Murphy. And later on in the week, couple of big movers we've seen. Road to Respect, that's probably the biggest mover today after the 6 day entries for the Ryanair have come through. Road to Respect's moved into 11-2 for that race. And also on that day, we've laid loads of money for Janica in the Brown Advisory. I think that's still got an entry in the Ryanair, but from a high weight in the Brown Advisory, that's interesting. And then a couple of Dan Skelton horses we've laid. Spirit of the Games in the County in the Brown Advisory as well. And that's a novice running in that race. That's interesting. And Chittibello in the County Hurdle at a big price. That's 25s into 20s today.
Okay, so plenty of market movers to consider there. Then, of course, we've got all the betting available, Damien, on the William Hill website or on the app, and there's going to be plenty of different ways to get involved. We're going to have enhanced place terms and specials and all that sort of thing at the punter's disposal.
Yeah, and lots of specials out there. I've been looking after a few of the Prestbury Cup, a lot of to-ing and fro-ing there between the GB and Ireland, and today we've been laying the tie quite heavily. So loads and loads to have a go at, number of winners. We've got your odds, we've got hundreds of suggestions coming in from the public, and there's a long list of that, and keep them coming in and we'll price everything up.
At William Hill on Twitter, isn't it? Hashtag your odds.
Yep, keep them coming.
Fantastic. Well, Damien, we'll look forward to tomorrow, but most of all, we'll look forward to Cheltenham next week. Hope you enjoy it. And okay. Thanks for coming in and giving us your thoughts here on Racing.
Thanks, John. Speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.